Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor and Chaplain Teresa Plains. It is the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and the readings are from Cycle B.
I see the world differently than a lot of people. I'm a lot different. Even I can see it in our Catholic community, our staff. We get together and we're going to pray about something, and let's pray before our meetings. And everyone is very moved by everything going on, people around them, the world, and pray for the situations. And I realized my prayer, we need to pray to God, to take that time to really press into God. And I realized that's because I received a gift to sit in God. I think it was on this day many years ago. Just nothing else matters. Any gift, nothing is as big as the presence of God. And that presence takes away the fear of everything else. I've seen that gift of transferring that to other people. Seeing people at Stanford break free of the freedom, the anxiety, and even fear of things going on. And by their prayer, this is what we call making disciples. Jesus says, go and make disciples, to practice that presence of God. And even this year, just seeing groups of men, we have a discipleship training group, and taking that time to put God first. It transforms lives. But it's a hard road, and it's hard to get there. And so in the church, there's two ways to get there. And I was reflecting on it, even for the Trinity, we even in theology say to understand the Trinity, there's times of theology, times of going to God and understanding who God is. And there's times of economia, the economy of God, what God has done. And we need to work on both. Even for our encounter Christ, we say we're connecting with others to encounter the presence of God. We need both. We need to acknowledge what's happening around us, to connect with others, and to walk in that journey. But in the end, we need to connect with God, to experience that presence. On the Trinity, it really pushes us to get to that place of the presence of God. I love that story of St. Augustine. Said he was trying to figure out the Trinity and try to make sense of it all, and he sees a little child on the beach pouring water into a hole in the sand. He said, what are you doing? And the child says, I'm trying to pour the ocean into this hole. And Augustine, of course, says, you can't do that. And he says, nor can you make sense of the Trinity. But we do make sense slowly, by connecting what's going on, and then finally, and most importantly, the revelation that Scripture and applying that to our lives, that economy of salvation. Today, Father Xavier wanted to have Teresa, our liturgist and music director, to share her experience and her preaching to encourage us on the way to God's salvation.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, Breath of God, Wind, Ruach, Savior, Suffering Servant, Lord, Yahweh, the Almighty, I am who am. God has many human names and is beyond all of them. So the Church in her wisdom teaches that the Holy Trinity is a mystery, and in the end, beyond explanation, but not beyond understanding. Look at our first reading today, where Moses reminds the people of God's astounding redemption. He says, ask from one end of heaven to the other, Has anything and anyone so great as this ever happened to you before? Being led out of slavery in Egypt would be like having all of the besieged people in Syria or Gaza or Indonesia take up their possessions and their families and their lives and be given a place of peace where they could settle and live. God not only led the Israelites out of Egypt, God formed a covenant of care with them. He put them under divine protection. Freedom changed their lives. Freedom gave them life. In the second reading, Paul writes to the Christian community in Rome. And he says to them, "You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption, a spirit bearing witness that you are children of God." The imagery is powerful, because adoption presupposes abandonment. It presupposes a life with no stability or protection. It also signifies choice. My own family includes 7 children, 4 of whom are adopted. I was given 3 as gift. I had to search for the other 4. And sometimes people will ask, because they don't know what to say, they will ask the difference between my own children and my adopted children, or my adopted children and my real children. There is no difference. They are all my real children. They are all my own children. Surely God would make the same distinction. We are all God's children. The gospel contains a third promise of covenantal love. Jesus bids his disciples farewell by saying, "Remember, remember this, I am with you always to the end of the age." His promise is not just for Israel, not just for Paul's communities, perhaps not even just for Christians. It is for all nations, for everyone, all who seek to live in holiness, all who bind themselves to love, all the children of God. So how is it then that some children are not considered real children or God's own children? The current mistreatment of the poorest and the least powerful of God's children is obscene. Proposed cuts of 22% in direct food assistance, and the threat of Section 8 housing rates tripling, sharp Medicaid cuts to health care, immigrant families being constant turmoil, children terrified to go to school because of gun violence, prisons used as a means of dealing with our mental health problems. According to Brown University's Cost of War Project, out of every dollar that we pay in taxes for 2017, 23.8 cents goes to Pentagon and military spending, while only 4 cents is spent on education, 1.4 cents on energy and the environment, and 1 cent on science. We need to pay attention to the words of Paul in the second reading. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Fear is what is being used all over the place these days to keep people apart, to keep us from trusting one another, to sow the seeds of blame. All the while, the powerful are using that fear to gain more wealth, more influence, and to snatch the kingdom of God even farther out of the hands of the least of God's children. If we believe and profess the mystery of the Trinity, the very fullness of God, then we must work together to overturn these wrongs, for they are sinful. We must replace fear with a Holy Spirit of adoption for every child of God. And we will do so, and we must do so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.